Oh, thank you.
Hello, welcome to the Trifocal Podcast for Westwood One UK. This week's guest, Jim Carrey. Alrighty then. Smoking. Jim Carrey has been in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He was a detective that saved pets. I remember he's kicking a box around that's got Fragile on it, and then he takes the pet back to the lady, and she goes, "Oh, how can I thank you? I haven't got any money." And then she sucks him off. Nice. That was the first time I saw a fellatio scene in a film. And it was a 12A. That was sort of like my Ghostbusters opening the trousers and Dan Aykroyd getting a surprise from a ghost. The Mask, where he puts a mask on and he gets Cameron Diaz. I think that is quite a good mask. It was Stanley Ipkiss, and it's Loki's mask. Not forgetting, he got it from Loki. He got it from Tom Hiddleston off of him. He rang him up. He said, "Oh, Tom Hiddleston, can I have your mask, please?" He said, "I am burdened with great purpose." I said, "I don't care, mate. Just give us your mask to get me Cameron Diaz." Dumb and Dumber, one's dumb and one is dumber. The Duracell film, it does exactly what it says on the tin. Batman Forever, he plays the Riddler. And Tommy Lee Jones is Two-Face. They didn't get on with each other. Apparently he said, "I don't like your fooling about." And I remember it because Nicole Kidman does a booty call with Batman in it. She rings him up. She says, "Oh, I just thought Two-Face's coin might be something you could exploit." And he's going, "Oi, the bat signal is not a beeper." And then she takes the top off and she goes, "Oh, but I really fancy you." And then he goes away. Commissioner Gordon turns up and says, "What's the matter? Was it a false alarm?" And she goes, "Oh, I hope it wasn't." Whoa. Ace Ventura When Nature Calls with Ian McNeice, who is Burt Large from the amazing, and I'll have nothing said about it, Doc Martin. It is amazing. I can't wait for the final season. Everyone's like, "Oh, what about Peaky Blinders?" No, some Peaky Blinders in their stupid hats. What about Doc Martin? Because I don't know where the series finale is going to go. He's no longer a doctor anymore. It might go off the rails. Might end up in a bloodbath when he's at Port Wen with blood all over his shirt going, "Oh, I'm going to take some of you fuckers out before I leave." It would be a funny ending, wouldn't it? It would be better than Lost. The Cable Guy. He played a cable guy. It was a bit weird. Matthew Broderick was in it. And he was just being weird to him. "I want somebody to love me, and I need somebody to love. I'm gonna need somebody to love. I want somebody to love."
Kids are running, running in your bed, and your friend, baby.
Liar, liar. A liar can't lie. What a premise. But it's weird because he's not always lying. He's just saying what he's thinking, which is different. He said, "I can't lie." Well, you can not lie, but you can also not say anything. If someone says to you, oh, do you like my new haircut? You just go, it really brings out your eyes, which wouldn't be lying. But in the film, he'd be like, no, it makes you look like the Joker, the Truman Show. Imagine this. I can't believe this. You haven't imagined this. Imagine if we lived in a world where everything was recorded and everyone knew where you were all the time. It would be amazing, wouldn't it? That futuristic premise. So, and pictures of you would be posted up, or your location and stuff like that. Oh, that'd be really weird, wouldn't it?
I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs.
Not my words. The words of R.E.M. from Man in the Moon about Andy Kaufman. And apparently I've been told that I'm a little bit like him. Hello, because sometimes I fake things like faked Edinburgh shows. Pretending that I went to the Underbelly with Ronnie Ancona, Armstrong and Miller, and Hal Cruttendon, and Rory Bremner. That didn't happen. I just faked the pictures. It's all photoshopped. Those quotes that I got from both of them, made up. I made them up. Now you don't know what's real and what's not real anymore, do you? And my friend even came with me. He didn't come with me. They were holograms on stage. It didn't happen. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Where the Grinch, he comes down, he steals Christmas, and then he goes, and then he comes down and goes, oh, they'll be really unhappy. And then they're singing, and then he's like, oh, I didn't steal Christmas at all. The end.
With his coat and his hat, I look just like Saint Nick.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus, and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Just face the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Yes, you are.
You got Gallagher's soul, Mr. Grinch.
I wouldn't touch you with a
39 and a half foot
pole. Well, also, he's been in A Christmas Carol, but he knows that he is not in a good one because it hasn't got any Muppets in it. Because A Christmas Carol, you have to have a look round. See, have a look round. Is Rizzo in a little hat? If he's not, then it's shit. Bruce Almighty, he becomes God. He gets the powers from Morgan Freeman. So he's got the power to do anything he wants. And what he does is he has really good sex with Jennifer Aniston and makes her boobs bigger. That's what all he does. Okay, it's what I would do as well. Oh, and it's got Steve Carell in it before he was famous, really. And we all remember the spin-off, Evan Almighty, where Evan has to build a raft. Yeah, a secondary character becomes the lead character. Is Jim Carrey in it at all with a little cameo? Of course he's not. Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind? Jim Carrey tries to forget he was going out with Kate Winslet. Why would you do that for? Horton Sees a Who? Actually, Horton Sees a Who, and not the film that Simon Pegg's in, which I always say that is what it's called. I can't remember what the other film's called. It's called Simon Pegg is with a sex worker, and then the pimp comes along and he drives off with the girl, and Simon Pegg goes, oh, the secret of happiness is not knowing the whole story. And then he goes home. Doesn't try and save her or anything. Just pisses off. Oh, now we've hit the motherlode, the masterpiece of his career. Mr. Popper's Penguins. Mr. Popper has some penguins. That's all you need to know. That is the masterpiece of his career. And they give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. Will they be talking about Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind? No, they will be talking about Dr. Mr. Popper's Penguins. Yes. Dumb and Dumber 2, not spelt number 2, spelt T-O, because they're stupid too, isn't it? Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and 2. I've seen number 1. Well, it came out, didn't it? And the trailer, and everyone said, that looks shit. Look at little Sonic. It looks nothing like Sonic. They said, okay, we'll go back and we'll make him better. I think, conspiracy theory, I think that was shit on purpose, just so people got talking about it. I don't know. I can't prove it. But it just seemed a bit like, oh, okay, we're going to fix it for you. We're going to use loads of CGI and change it. Change every single scene he's in just for you, so you like it more. I don't believe it. Should we ring him up, Sebastian? Where is he? Hello, Jim Carrey. Yeah, it's Trevor. Yeah, mate, doing my podcast today. You can't come. Why not? Oh, Sebastian erased your mind of it. Oh, that was a bit stupid, wasn't it? You forgot all about it. Oh, Sebastian, what did you do that for? Oh, well, you're going to come on another day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Monday, happy days. I don't know the words, no. I have a question for you, Jimmy Carrey. You have worked with Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Winslet. My question to you is, how are you such a jammy bastard? Oh, I'd love that. I'd love to be in the same room as them three. Maybe at the same time. Oh, Sebastian, I've gone. I've gone, Sebastian. Well, that's a bit I do every week. I pretend that I've had such a big erection that it's made all the blood go out of my head. Yeah, it is funny. Yeah. All right, so you can't come then. All right, okay. All right. See you later, Jim Carrey. Bye-bye. He can't come because Sebastian erased his mind of the interview. That was clever of you, wasn't it? And on that bombshell, thanks very much for listening. This has been the Trevor Feelgood Podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com with the new one. One-liner headliner. It's very good. I've even got it myself. That's how you sell them. I haven't sold any yet. But please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Tinder. I'm on Tinder now. I had a lady match with me just a minute ago. And she's got loads of tattoos. And I said, I haven't got any tattoos. And she said, oh, that's a shame. I said, no, I'm inkless. I've got no tattoos at all. And she said, oh, bye then. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And she actually did just delete me, which is nice. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. And bollocks to a lot of you. Bye-bye.